breezing through a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning at my house, Rosie on the House. Thank you for tuning in. All right, we've brought in a special guest. You know, one of the ways we try and become every Arizona homeowner's best friend is provide you a newsletter you can subscribe to that gets delivered to your email box every Thursday. And it comes with a tip on what we're going to be covering on air this Saturday. So you get noticed on Thursday if it's a topic maybe you've got particular interest in. You can mark it and highlight it. Or maybe it's a topic you know your neighbor's interested in. You could mark it and highlight it for them. We've got the topic of the week that goes out every single week. And this week it was design your cabinets to do the work for you, your kitchen cabinets. In the Outdoor Living Hour, we talked about spring planting prep. Right now we're going to be talking about lint removal, and not from your belly button, but from your dryer. No, I said not from there.
Good. But, I was just echoing. I was just letting you know what your audience was saying.
Oh, but I'm talking about the lint buildup from your clothes dryer. And you say, well, who are you going to bring in to talk about that? We have an expert on that. Miss Becky, thank you for coming in. Miss Becky joins us. She's a Rosie certified contractor, Arizona chimney sweep.
Nope.
And chimney and air ducts.
She's been with us a long time.
I know.
And that just, there was a little name change there.
Yeah. So Arizona out. Chimney and air ducts. Now, I got to know the story about how someone moves to Phoenix, Arizona and becomes a chimney sweep.
Well, I didn't move to Phoenix, Arizona. I was actually born.
You're a native.
Right here. Yes, in St. Joseph's Hospital.
Wow.
Phoenix, Arizona.
Awesome.
Been here a long time. We're not going to go there.
Yeah, let's just say we've both seen a lot of changes, right?
We have a lot of changes in the valley. Good changes, though.
How do you migrate into specializing in fireplaces on a desert floor in Maricopa County?
Well, we just happened to have a fireplace in our home, and we needed it serviced. And we decided, hey, there's not very many companies out there doing this. And my husband just happened to come across an article written about chimney cleaning, and it was history.
I'll be darned.
Yep, just basically history. We started the company in 1985. As only chimney cleaning, customers were requesting dryer vent cleaning, so we shortly added that to our services. And then just about 8 years ago, we added air duct cleaning. So we are evolving through time.
Well, we have found many times when people are complaining about dust in their home, we've got to get in and check the integrity of the ductwork. But I can't tell you how many times the source is the clothes dryer. And you just pull that thing out. And the amount of hairballs and lint balls that are crammed into the exhaust tube and all over the ground. I mean, it's just spewing it out into the air.
It is. But it's a good thing when it's coming out in the air. At least it's not clogged. That's probably the worst possible thing you want to happen to your dryer vent is for it to become 100% clogged. Because that's when the fire hazard is definitely there.
One of the number one fire hazards residentially across the entire country.
It is very true, yes. And we appreciate being here today because we truly do believe that the key to prevention is education. And that's what we want to give our listeners today is the education of just how dangerous it is.
Now, do you have homeowners calling you just for a dryer vent cleanout?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
I'm always surprised when a homeowner calls me and says, well, I called my appliance technician because my dryer was not working.
Yeah, it won't get warm.
And they'll say, well, have you had your vent checked and cleaned? And they'll say, what do you mean? And the appliance guy will just say, call a dryer vent cleaner.
Call
do
Becky.
That
call
first.
Call Becky.
So So yeah, so that is a lot of the problem with your dryer not drying efficiently, is that it's all clogged up in the vent line.
It's a safety switch. When it's not getting the exhale it's designed to get, the heating element turns off.
Correct. The heating element can turn off. That's when you're lucky.
Right, but right.
Sometimes the heating element continues to boil and gets hotter and hotter, and that's what causes the fires, because your dryer is just trying to dry your clothes, and it's not being able to because your vent is clogged.
And I learned many, many years ago at Camp Geronimo, if you wanted to pass starting your night's fire with one match, you always stole some lint from the dryer vent and put it in your pocket because it was the perfect kindling, and it made you look like an expert evening campfire builder. Single match, no worry. I got this, no worry. Everybody step back. Everybody get out of my way. It's extremely flammable.
Most definitely. I have a lot of customers that say, you're not taking my lint. I'm keeping that for camping. And what they do is they plug it into toilet paper rolls.
Yeah.
And that's a lighter.
Yeah. I got to find out where these pictures came from on our website. If they came from a stock library, or these actual vents you found?
Those are Becky's.
Those are my
pictures. Oh, my goodness.
Those are our customers.
Oh.
Shame on them.
My,
they waited way too long.
My goodness. All right, we'll be back with Arizona Chimney and Air Ducts right after this.